A box on your desk.
I have been told I am a very smart machine.
The real problem is in how we conceptualize intelligence, not in the fact that it gets attributed to things. And what it means to have knowledge.
I think how we define human cognition. How you define
the notion of what intelligence is.
Professional knowledge.
Rationalist.
Really thought about. Basically, they have a whole lot of ground to chew through lots of numbers. Quick ethics and rights.
The way that we attribute intelligence to machines is by so trivializing the notion of what intelligence is that we can then point to these machines and say they're intelligent.
An embodied knowledge.
Think about
what it means to learn
in particular ways.
We can envisage.
An embodied
is just
knowledge.
The latest in a very long tradition of formulating intelligence as abstract, disembodied,
mental
rules and propositions.
If people did it, it would be considered intelligent.
An embodied knowledge
in very specific ways and not in other ways. All sorts of concepts.
The preoccupation with attributing knowledge and agency to machines, I think, is actually a reflection of the deep-seated conviction that humans and machines are very separate and opposing entities. So the idea is now to try to make machines be as much like our idea of humans as possible. And what it is a projection of a kind of rationalist construction of humans now onto machines as well. And I don't think that's what we want. What we want is to recognize the interrelatedness of people and technology.
Recognize that that doesn't mean we're the same.
I don't think any of us have benefited from humans and computers being compared because they're very different, and it's in the difference that the very interesting things about human cognition and human behaviour come from.
On getting dressed, repeat with clothes in wardrobe, get clothing. Until clothing facing right way round, rotate clothing 100.
What we've learnt from a lot of the artificial intelligence studies is that human intelligence is very different from those kinds of conceptions of intelligence, something far more special than simple input and output information processing.
The more people have really started to look at how different kinds of professional knowledge develop, the clearer it is that they develop in this very deeply embodied material social way, not just through the acquisition of some kind of, you know, set of rules and propositions about the way the world is. The idea of what it means to learn in particular ways as a matter of the whole body and what it means to have knowledge, not just as having kind of propositional knowledge, but an embodied knowledge of actual materials.
From bottom button to top button, turn button on and repeat for a clothing loop. Look in mirror, if error, then go, apply clothing again. End it. And apply clothing. And that's it. That's how I do it.
Early in the history of computing, there was an assumption to study human intelligence in terms of input and output information processing as well. And that did some quite useful things in terms of interface design, because obviously that's the input. But the limits of it indicated the inadequacy of the information processing metaphor for what human cognition is.
I think
that's great. It's good that we understand that.
Think about
how we define human cognition.
Human think about human behavior.
Human intelligence. What's at stake there is essentially a contest on how we define human cognition. And how you define human cognition is going to bring in things like, you know, ethics and rights.
Think about
all sorts of issues that we haven't really thought about very carefully.
I think how we define human cognition and human behaviour. Artificial intelligence.
Language.
How we define human cognition with artificial intelligence. Basically, they have a whole lot of grunt to chew through lots of numbers quickly. Now, on top of that, you can put all sorts of concepts about what they might mean and how they might act in that social interaction.
Human intelligence, artificial intelligence.
On make sandwich. Set sandwich equals new bread, append sandwich, margarine, append Vegemite, with knife, two sandwich, slice sandwich, puppet sprite sandwich, mouth, puppet sound sandwich.
A box on your desk.
Thank you for your company. I am a box on your desk, and you have been listening to Lucy Suchman, Peter Vink, and Tony Robertson. The producer was Sophia Lerner, and the sound engineer was John Jacobs.